answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And there's a wind on down the road. Our shadows taller than our souls. Yes, there's a lady we all know who shines white light. Listen to how beautiful the human mind is with music like this. You can almost imagine music this pretty played in heaven. Robert Plant, the amazing songwriter. I want to hear this last little part, then we're getting into the full broadcast today. It is already the 10th day, can you believe it, of April 2016. And it's official. The United States now has a new form of government. And we're about to go around the wind in the road. The bottom is falling out. Get ready. All the old defenses are falling. The West, diseased and inbred and old, corrupted, is falling. And if you listen very hard, wow. And I pledged myself today before I came in here to not get upset. But it really is amazing. People ask, why do I talk about DrudgeReport.com so much? And it's because I can't go anywhere else and see reality other than my own mind, usually. I mean, I got up this morning, I read the news, it was all there to sell pure evil as if it was totally normal. And then I just punched up the Drudge Report, and there was the truth. Exactly what it was, not my opinion, but fact. No primary, no caucus, Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Let's put that up on screen for TV viewers, if we can. Again, radio/TV. No primary, no caucuses, Ted Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Look at that right there. And then I sat there this morning, and I sat there today, right before I went on air, and I asked them to print me more articles. I said, just type in Cruz, Colorado, delegates, and find somebody criticizing it, saying it's wrong. No one did. From the New York Times to the LA Times to the Denver Post, it was all completely normal that, oh, the Republicans just decided to cancel the election. Yeah. And they gave Cruz all the delegates. And they did that under territorial emergency decree of the federal government. You know, the only other areas of the U.S. that can do that are territories, right? They're not even states. And that tells you that they're operating Colorado under an emergency decree. And it actually says that in the Washington Post. But they say it like it's no big deal. Listen to this headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. For the last few months, I've gotten up here on air and I've said, what do you call what's happening? I've told Roger Stone, the big steal is not enough of a term. So last week he said, okay, it's the big rig. No, it is the presidential election being canceled. Because if you're electing someone and then they ignore that and appoint both the Democrat and Republican candidates, as they're doing, that is a canceled election. That's what it is. And there it is out of the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans canceled presidential vote in 2016 caucuses. It's the only article out there other than Drudge that actually says what's happening. But they go on like it's no big deal. Just look at that headline. No primary, no caucus. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Look at that headline on Drudge right there. That's what's going on right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they think of you. And this is only the beginning. You see, there's a wind on down the road. Our shadows taller than our souls. There's a lady we all know who shines white light. We're live. It's Sunday. April 10th, 2016.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 10th day of April, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be covering pretty much the most epic news ever, and I tend to say that all the time now because it's true. As things progress, the nakedness, the openness of global tyranny becomes more and more evident and, quite frankly, unreal, surreal. It's really hard to find the words to describe it. I got up this morning and I began reading the headlines at like 8 a.m. I slept in until about 7:30. And I turned on CNN, I turned on Fox News, I went to the computer, I was reading the news. It was just, oh, Cruz gets all the delegates in Colorado. And then I kept looking, well, wait, there's supposed to be an election. And I went, oh, the Republicans just decided to cancel it outright and to just vote because they're the party insiders appointed by the party to give him all 34 delegates. And everybody from Bloomberg Politics, the Associated Press, just spin it like, oh, Trump's an idiot. He got out-muscled by Cruz. You mean the Republican establishment who already had the superdelegates in place didn't want to be overpowered by the actual delegates who represented the voters from their precincts. So they just said, we're canceling the whole thing. And I searched this morning and I searched this afternoon. And finally, Matt walked in and found one article that actually said what happened out of the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote 2016 caucuses. And that's what I keep calling this, is the canceled election. They'll still have a ceremonial election. But when the establishment appoints who the candidates are and ignores your votes, hell, they're even talking about putting Paul Ryan in with no delegates at the RNC in July there in Cleveland, Ohio. And the only other place I saw that got it right was DrudgeReport.com. I mean, InfoWars.com is reporting on it, but the only place that emblematically got it all right, let's put it on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners can go there. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Voters not needed. Oh, my goodness. And then you click on it, and it takes you to Bloomberg Business. So this is all the art. Donald Trump wrote The Art of the Deal. This is all the art of hiding incredible crime in plain view. Just like they have a multi-billion dollar federal vaccine damage fund where if you can jump through hundreds of hoops, then they'll quietly make you sign gag orders and pay you out on your dead children or your brain damaged children from the vaccines. And they get up on TV and act like there's no damage, no problems, when the inserts say it can kill you dead in a hammer or give you all sorts of neurological disorders, Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, epilepsy, early onset neurological disorders like Parkinson's. I mean, it's on the inserts. But notice vaccine makers like other drug makers got to tell you side effects, heart attack, brain damage, death. You see those ads, but see, vaccine makers have liability protection since the early 80s. And so they don't have to tell you the side effects when there's an ad for the flu shot, do they? Because they got total protection. And they just sit there and hope you don't know. It's the same deal. We began 10 months ago, 9 months ago, with Richard Reeves up here, InfoWars.com, a political analyst who's been a state delegate here in Texas, a good friend of mine, about 14 years. And he said, no, the word is, they're telling us it doesn't matter how we vote. They're going to pick whoever they want this year because they knew Trump was running. And so now that's happening, but to see them go from saying it behind the scenes to now doing it openly is really unprecedented. And so we can officially say, because it's in the news that Sanders won Wyoming handily, they gave Hillary the delegates. That's in the Hill newspaper. And whether you love Sanders or hate him, I mean, I can't stand him. It doesn't matter. He's the guy people are voting for because they see him as a populist. So a lot of those folks mean well. And it's the same thing for Trump. I got some big problems with Trump. But they're scared to death of him because he's a nationalist and doesn't want unfair trade deals. We stop letting China and other people have internal tariffs on us. That's just fair. We'll have industry again. And that's why they hate his guts, because our own elites made deals with the Central Committee and the Politburo of China to use their billion-plus people as slaves to leverage out all other economies globally. The engine of world government is the Chinese slave labor. So I don't even feel like worthy to come on air. And I was sitting here before the broadcast thinking, how do I come up with the words? That's not a figure of speech. I mean, how do I come up with words that, A, they're stealing the election in front of everybody, basically canceling it, and it's all done super calmly, like it's no big deal. Just like we, just the last decade, we've seen Goldman Sachs in three European countries, what, Italy, Greece, and Ireland, and some others as well, appoint presidents and prime ministers. And they'll have a headline in the news going, oh, yeah, that's just how it works now. The central banks appoint the presidents or prime ministers. And then they'll have an article in the paper going, yes, we're technocrats, and we know best, and so we run things now. And then you find out the mega banks created the debt, get the countries to sign on to it, then impoverish them, and then dictate terms like a captured nation. But it's not like a captured nation. We are. And so now, the Republicans early on, 6-8 months ago, said, we're just going to take the votes at the convention from Trump. Whether he wins or not, we're just going to have the superdelegates say no and ignore the popular vote because we changed the rule. We say so. Then Hillary started stealing right after Sanders would win, like New Hampshire and other states. She would just come in and say, I don't care if I won by 20 points. I get the delegates. They would say, that's right. You get the delegates just because we said so. Who makes the decisions? We do. We do, to quote The Simpsons. I mean, this is out in the open now. And so the Republicans went, yeah, we don't have this big fight. Let's just take the delegates, even though he won Arizona, even though he won Tennessee, even though Trump won Louisiana. We're just going to take him after the election. And so he wins, but then he doesn't. And he complains, and they go, oh, sore loser. And now Colorado goes, you know what? For the first time ever, we just changed the rules here. We're the party, even though it's popular vote. We hold out one person, one vote. It's false advertising. It's fraud. We claim, and the media is going to go along with us on this, that we're just going to cancel the vote. And then, boom, Ted Cruz gets everything. Boy, what an outsider, Ted. I mean, I really am ashamed of Ted Cruz. You talk about claiming he's anti-establishment, claiming he's, and then there he is being given everything with the Bushes and Jeb Bush and his family running his campaign. The Bushes run his campaign. It's where he came from. I always heard he was a Bush mole. Didn't want to believe it. He is a Bush mole. This will be the fourth term of the Bushes. And they got George P. Bush here in Texas waiting in the wings. I mean, God help me from these carpetbaggers. And I don't mean Yankees. Yankees are great folks. Carpetbaggers are Yankees that come down here and pose as locals and screw everybody over and feed off of them, thinking we're a bunch of idiot country bumpkins. You know what? I guess we are. Texans that support Ted Cruz, give me a break. All hat and no cattle. But I know he wears cowboy boots, so he's a better Texan than I understand that. I understand that. When you're an eighth or ninth generation Texas, you can't trump a guy from Canada who's lived down here 5-6 years. So we got that situation going on. And so when we come back, before I get into all this other news, I thought I would just go to the encyclopedia on Politburo, the Communist Party of China, and the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, because when you want to know the new form of government we have, because they are basically right in front of you canceling the election, and that's even the Washington Post says that, but it's no big deal. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, the temperature today. This is how China works. There's these unelected Politburos and Central Committees that were there from the start, and then they just run everything. Republicans cancel presidential vote 2016. That's the Washington Post. Martial law isn't coming. It's here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, our government funds ISIS and Al-Qaeda and opens our borders up and brings in unvetted refugees. Our government shuts down three power plants a week. China opens three a week on average. Our government and every major TV program out there attacks the family and the institution of marriage. And it convinces the general public to be into this as if it's progressive and trendy. And now, here's the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote 2016 caucuses. New York Times, Ted Cruz wins majority of delegates in Colorado. The average person doesn't think, well, wait, I thought there was an election. Oh, no, now there's just the Republican Central Committee. Let's go back to Drudge, and I'll show you the headline there. Drudge gets it right. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates, voters not needed. You're not needed. And they get up on TV and they go, every channel, Democrat and Republican leaders, they get up and go, yeah, there was never about votes. What? They even had national TV shows. I put it last week into the conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones. They had a CIA operative named Buck Sexton on MSNBC going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. When talking about how they're canceling the election. And they don't even tell the viewers he's an active CIA officer. Anybody can Google it. They have the CIA on TV saying, they don't even debate what I say. They just play a clip of me saying, how dare them try to cancel the election. We need to be in Cleveland when they try to steal it from Trump to point out that the popular vote has been taken and this country's moving into a Politburo style situation, which it is. That is 100% what it is. But they've got a guy that looks like Bob's Big Boy. He looks like Mr. Capture the Football Team up there on TV going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. And we got to pull that up and play it again. I mean, this is really getting crazy. It's like they'd say 20 years ago, don't listen to him. He says the Federal Reserve's private. Now they admit it. I mean, how much of this are people going to take? It'd be like if the IRS came and took your house for no reason and you say, please don't take my house. And they go, we're not taking your house, conspiracy theorist, as they throw you out. It's mind control. It's like a game they play. And then Hillary goes on The View, we're going to play this clip in a minute, and just declares her victory, not of the Democratic primaries and the convention coming up in Philadelphia, but of the presidency. She has crowds of like 500 people, 1,000 max, Bernie Sanders 50,000, 100,000, 20,000. I don't like Bernie Sanders, but he's been winning. And they just give the delegates to her when he wins all these states. That's in the news today. I mean, look at this. Side of the Hill newspaper. Sanders extends win streak in Wyoming, but delegates go to Hillary. At least the New York Post got it right. Rigged race means Hillary takes more delegates in Bernie's Wyoming win. This is 2 + 2 = 5. Trump's getting trounced in Indiana, Politico. And it goes on to say, before they even have the race, the delegates have now pledged to go against him, even if people vote him in, which in polls it shows he'll win. I mean, do you understand? They're just telling you that they're, and then they go, oh, we changed the rule. Like that makes it okay. Like, I mean, I guess they can legalize pedophilia and it's okay that Hastert's reportedly, you know, screwing all these children. And they all just cynically laugh at you to make you feel small, to make you feel alone, to make you feel like you have no power. As campaigns seek delegates, ordinary voters feel sidelined. New York Times. Oh, you feel sidelined now that they're saying your vote doesn't count because you're not voting for one of the selected people. And see the patronizing, oh, you feel sidelined. Oh, we're sorry. Not saying it's illegitimate, not saying it's fraud, not saying it's false advertising to say your vote counts and have us election laws. You can't have these parties that are supposed to be the guardians of this over public elections and public election laws where they guarantee one person, one vote, the Civil Rights Act, blacks fighting to not have to pay poll taxes to vote Jim Crow. And suddenly they say, forget Jim Crow, forget poll taxes. Your vote doesn't count at all. And no one in the media points out it's false advertising. No one in the media points out it violates state rules where they advertise one person, one vote, and felonies if you get caught cheating. But then the committee said they changed those rules in the 70s, but they don't even have the nerve until 2016 to try it. This is such a mind game. Such a mind game how just they create this false reality with all these thousands of newspapers and TV shows just going, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Oh, your vote never counted to begin with. And you don't think they won't steal it from whatever ringer Republican they put in so that Hillary wins? You don't think if they'd openly steal the primaries, they wouldn't steal the election? Oh, and by the way, let me tell you what's coming after this election. Total financial collapse. That's in the news today. Obama prepares for the next housing bubble implosion. They prepare for federal, state, local, and corporate defaults all over the world. China's spiraling in a death plunge. And now let's get to this final point. I'm going to come back and get into more of this news. Let me go over this for folks. You can just type in Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, because Russia doesn't have this anymore. Or I'd use that example. Politburo of the Communist Party of China. And the Central Committee set up in China in 1927, they did take over in 1949 when the CIA backed Mao, is 171 members appointed by the original leader, Mao Zedong. And over half the people in it today are the children or grandchildren of the original group. Just like North Korea. We can punch up my computer. I want to show TV viewers, radio listeners, you can go see it for yourself. It's at Infowars.com story, London Independent. North Korea successfully tests rocket that will let it launch nuclear strikes on the U.S. And look at the smiling baby face of a wimp who no one would want to play pool with, no one want to go hiking with, no one want to go to a movie with, no woman wants him, but he has a hereditary grandfather that was a North Korean dictator that China put in power. Hundreds of thousands starve to death a year. They've ended the family. Everything's collapsed. But don't worry, our government under the Clintons gave nuclear reactors and missile secrets to North Korea so they can now do this. And that's the face of the state. A weird little stunted nerd who thinks Dennis Rodman's cool. But you know, he's elected too. They have a Politburo that never goes away, and then it elects him every year. China elects their dictator. You know, we have a president. Our president meets with. And now the Republican and DNC are openly coming in saying, you don't count anymore. We appoint. And who appoints them? The party. We have a two-party dictatorship now, openly. This is the end of America officially. This is a coup. Openly in your face, going on right now. Do you understand? Those aren't words. That's fact, folks. The end of America.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, unelected party officials in the Democrat and Republican parties, in their own words, are canceling the 2016 election and ignoring the popular vote that has Bernie Sanders winning and Donald Trump winning these critical primary elections. And now we've gotten to the point where even the Washington Post comes out and says election canceled. Right here. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. But then they just go on to report on it like they're, again, talking about a football game coming up next Sunday or something. It's all done incredibly calmly. And then we've got Politico reporting Colorado GOP deletes hashtag never Trump tweet, pledges investigation. Oh, they're going to have an investigation because that shows that they were against Trump. They canceled the election where he was ahead of Cruz in the polls and gave it to Cruz. Of course they are saying never Trump. But see, oh, there'll be an investigation because they bragged minutes after and put on the official RNC tweet, never Trump. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is crazy. Cruz campaign outmuscles Trump in 34-delegate Colorado sweep. They outmuscled. It's not outmuscled if it's rigged. That's implying he won the debate. See how that's psych warfare headline? When you steal something now, it's because you're muscle. You know, like he won it or something, like he's a... you know, a top linebacker or something. But now the Trump team vows to win delegate majority as rivals prepare for open convention. Yeah, he started hiring the right people to come in and try to fight for the convention. So the Republicans are doing what Hillary's doing now. They are simply stealing it at the state level or canceling the elections. And I got to give it to myself again. I probably shot 6, 7, 8 videos. Just type into Google. In fact, you guys do it for TV viewers. Just type in Alex Jones 2016 election canceled. And you'll see 6 video emergency reports I shot the last 3 months with all the trolls, you know, oh my gosh, fear mongering, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. When they're openly saying they're going to ignore the popular vote and just appoint people, that's canceling an election, bozos. There it is. Oh, April 1st. People thought it was a joke. It wasn't. Election to be canceled. Establishment vows to steal election from the people. And there's more than that. It goes back months. Just type in 2016 election to be canceled. Infowars.com. You'll get at least 5 or 6, I don't, maybe more, video reports I did. There it is. Report. U.S. presidential election canceled. March 26th. Boom. And it goes on and on. On and on and on. And it's almost my curse in life. I just really see stuff straight. Oh, there's Roger Stone, March 28th. Will they cancel the election? Oh, my gosh, on my show. And again, I'm not into the fact I know what I'm talking about. It freaks me out that, like, only the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, and I use the term canceled election? And then now the Republicans are using the term? Going, yeah, we're canceling it. Go home, shut up. But then I get to turn on CNN and see Buck Sexton. What a fake name. CIA officer. And I looked on him. I go, look at that guy, CIA. He had a bunch of fake analyst stuff for the... Let me look that up. Boom, CIA. They don't even tell you. The guy is up there going, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy theorist? What? I mean, give me a break. And I love these modern CIA guys that never actually went up against anybody, never were in the field, never did anything, and they just sit there as analysts and go on TV and lie to their prey, the American people. Everyone thinks it's so sexy. Oh, my gosh. Remember Gore Vidal when he went on CNN like 2003? He said, I just want to say this is the first time I've been on here lately. There hasn't been a general in the background telling everybody what to say and what to do. Folks, that's what goes on. We have an occupied, taken over government. I mean, those aren't words. It's not rhetoric. Now people see it. We have foreign interests that have taken over, that are signing us on to trillions in debt they're using to buy up the world. We don't get any of the benefits from it. They've exempted themselves from taxes. And they don't even have the common decency to not jack our food and water with sterilants and to try to break up the family and train women to hate their men and train men to be arrested development. No wonder women don't want men nowadays. These aren't men. These are little boys. And it's all scientific. And I just sit here and say, hey, read the vaccine insert. Study elections. Look into world government. Look into carbon taxes. Look into it, please. I know what I'm talking about. These are bad people. And I'm going to ask the same question I asked last Sunday. And I'm going to ask you right now. We're going to open the phones up after this next segment. If they're openly stealing elections and canceling in front of everybody and having a wall of mainstream media act like it's completely normal, and you turn on TV and the CIA is on there saying I'm bad and I'm dangerous, That's what they said in the CNN piece. I played it Friday. I'm not going to play it again. Maybe we should pull it up and show folks the article. So it was like CNN freaks out over Alex Jones talking about protesting Trump theft. And it's just so creepy. Now there's Buck Sexton up there. Let's look at Bob's Big Boy. That's a man. That's a tough guy. Crapping all over the country. What a joke. But you know what? Who's a bigger joke? We are ruled by Don Lemon and Buck Sexton. Because they go in little CIA briefing rooms and get taught the latest ways to con everybody. Let me give you a little news flash, boys. Almost no one listens to you or believes you. The government has a 9% approval rating, and you are on borrowed time. So you think you could steal the election right now and, you know, you're going to get away with it? Everything you do causes a chain reaction, only makes it worse for you down the line. You think 9/11 and your staged event with the Saudis went well? Look how it blew up in your face 15 years later. It's not going to take 15 years to blow up in your face this time. This election theft will blow up in your face within 1 year. And when you and your buddies carry out false flags, that's the beginning of the end of your butt. Because let me give you a little newsflash. The people that pull triggers in this government, people that do the hanging, not the Bob Big Boy like you, but the real Americans that actually know what's going on in every corporate government system you can imagine are freaked out. They feel dishonored. They now know they were wrong. They know they were manipulated. They're upset. They're figuring out how to bring you to justice. I already knocked over the first domino with the American people. Just like V for Vendetta. And nothing on earth's going to put the genie back in the bottle, boys. The real men are coming for you. You rest assured you're going to pay for what you've done. You know that too, don't you? Scared, you should be scared. You think you're going to take the country of George Washington and Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson? You made a mistake. You've taken America over. You ruled her. You used her power to dominate the globe. But in your totalitarian hate, you wanted to mount America's head on the wall and kill the spirit that made the country so great that you had harnessed. You had the great titans of the Republic pulling your demonic war wagon. But you were so envious and hateful of the great system that you had taken over that you attempted to kill it because of your envy and your jealousy and your hatred of it. Because you're lesser men. You're trash. You're boot-licking scum. And now the sleeping giant is awakening. And the fear in your eyes is evident. So steal this election all you want. Poison the food and water. Dumb down the public. Push as hard as you want. The human spirit is indomitable. Created and forged in the smithy of God himself. Humanity is rising. Stay with us.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Phones in the second hour. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. A first-time caller today. I haven't done that in a few weeks. 877-789-ALEX. On any subject, any question, any comment. But obviously, are you concerned that they've announced that they're canceling the Democrat and Republican caucuses and primaries in most states now and just saying, oh, your vote doesn't count now, even though we've advertised it, put out all the voting machines, your counties have paid for it. We're just ignoring that. Like the Communist Chinese Politburo that's unelected, who then decides who is in office. It's so epic, but the media is acting like it's no big deal. They're acting like it's an old shoe falling on the side of the highway or, you know, somebody dropping a penny. It's just no big deal. No, this is the takeover of the country. And it's not going to be done big and spectacular. Martial law is here. I'm Big Brother. It's just, oh, yeah, you know, re-education camps have been built for those that cause problems. I mean, the Army, 5 years ago, we got the manual. Nobody believed it, but they later admitted it was real. Admits they're preparing re-education camps for veterans and gun owners. Now, to be clear, the Army itself and the military doesn't like that. They're the ones got us the intel. But they're being tasked to confiscate guns and have civil war. And that's not me telling you that 15, 20 years ago from my sources. They were beta testing it under Clinton. They're getting ready to go operational. I mean, how crazy is that? They just hope you don't go look up the Army Times and all this stuff where they just, oh, yeah, the military's training for its new enemy, the veterans and the gun owners and the Christians. What? Fort Hood teaches the founding fathers were bad? Fox News? Well, what? The word mother and father's bad? I mean, this is so crazy. Wake up to it, decide you can say no to it, and resist it. The military is awake. Why wouldn't they be? I'm surprised they're not more awake, quite frankly. I mean, I'm glad they're awake, but there's a reason they're the most awake. They're getting trained for this. So, of course they listen now. Of course they know it's real. Because they're going to have to do it. And, man, I don't know what they got rigged or what they're planning to do, but it isn't pretty. It isn't pretty at all. And I just know I believe in humanity. I believe in our future. I want us to work together. And we have a very corrupt elite. I mean, look at Hillary. Look at these globalists. Look at Kim Jong-un. I mean, look at the arrogant sacks of crap that they end up putting in power over us because we've been inducted into totalitarianism. I want to play a bunch of clips here. Hillary celebrating that, you know, she's already won the election and rubbing our noses in it. But there's a video up on Infowars.com. Crazed communists attack Infowars Trump supporters. And six Trump supporters, two Hispanic, four white. There's like an hour-long video of this. This is just my analysis of it. They in Portland, they just go to the reading room. They advertise we're going to have a, you know, Students for Trump meeting. And they show up and begin screaming and yelling and saying you're racist and unfurling Mecha and La Raza flags that are like Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I mean, for those the race, everything. Those outside the race, nothing. La Raza means race. Whatever. It's all Ford Foundation funded to totally enslave everybody, have us fight with each other. And they run the white guys out saying you're a white male and actually hit them and push them and they leave. And then they let the Hispanic guys talk and they kind of freak out on them. And it's just bedlam. And there's a bunch of videos of this all over the country, but this is the latest. We can't play a lot of it because there's so much cussing by the other side. They begin yelling and screaming, going, InfoWars, no, I'm scared. And this is the new thing where our reporters are all over the country following the people protesting Trump. They hit you, they attack you, they tell you have no free speech. And then when they want you gone, they go, my safe space, get out of here, my safe space. And then they yell and scream and go, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. This is just insane asylum behavior, and this is what government-funded colleges are doing, run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others. This is what they want, is a bunch of dumbed-down people at each other's throats. This is so saddening, and this is meant so the white women, the Hispanic women and black women, it wasn't really men there doing it, become these ninnies of the state and have such chips on their shoulders, they can't ever get jobs or work with anybody or live. They're just in their own little ghettos. Their own little barrios, their own little sections, you know, it's like the Appalachians in places where poor whites won't talk to anybody outside their little culture. So they're stuck in it. I mean, all the American people of every color want is prosperity and to love each other and have a good time. We all get along. We're just people. But the system in the name of diversity is they're injecting all this hate and vitriol. It's sick. So let's go ahead and go to the short clip.
Like what they just did to you, like interrupt, like I just saw them interrupt you while we're trying to finish what you were saying.
Back that up again. That's the woman off the side who they keep telling, they call the police for an hour as the anti-Trump people, over 100 of them, are bullying and attacking people and slapping them and hitting them and pushing them. And then the woman comes and she's yelling and screaming at everybody. She's, I guess, mixed race, white, black, whatever. It's all the human family. And she's sitting there, and she goes, I'm calling faculty. She goes, shut the F up. I am on faculty. I mean, these people are the new Mao youth brigades. And by the way, I've been up against them in Denver, in Austin, New York, you name it. Every time I get physically attacked, it's on video, it is Red Brigade Maoist. And they even on the video have Red Brigade, Red Power, Mao signs. Do you know about the Cultural Revolution, folks? 84 million people killed. How they got all the young people involved to take over? I mean, this is crazy. It's not a communist conspiracy. It's the globalists manipulating this. Let's play that clip one more time. InfoWars! This is faculty seeing people wearing my shirts flipping out. Go ahead. That's enough. There's too much cussing. Let's stop it there. Now, the full videos are up on InfoWars.com. They're amazing. Crazed communist attack, InfoWars, Trump supporters, if you want to see it. I want to get this Hillary clip and some others. Also, the FBI director last week came out and said, don't just leave your webcam on. Put a piece of tape over it. People are watching you. I was the first person ever to say do that 20 years ago when it first started coming out. Been all proven correct and accurate. We're going to get to that clip of the FBI director as well. But first, by the way, speaking of InfoWars shirts, we've noticed about 10% of people at Trump rallies are InfoWars who are just supporting a free and open election, even if they don't support Trump. If you want to meet like-minded people and support the broadcast and the reporters, the investigative journalists, and buy your war bonds, get a Hillary for Prison 2016 shirt. They have two different variants up there. Get a Molon Lombe shirt. Get an anti-socialist shirt. It shows a guy with a gun with his holding to a person's head to take his money. Get out there and educate people and know that it's important to go out in front of these social justice warriors and exercise your free speech or you will lose it. The Federal Elections Commission is going after Joel Gilbert, who's with us tomorrow, the filmmaker, trying to indict him and put him in prison for political speech in his film criticizing Obama. They also are starting to list Drudge in the complaints and are preparing for his indictment if they get their way. That's from the Federal Elections Commission itself. I mean, and people go, oh, well, whatever. Who cares about Drudge or this guy? They'll get the biggest people and then us next. Probably Drudge came here a year ago or 6-8 months ago last year to warn everybody that he'd met with a Supreme Court justice. There's only two on the court that were conservative. I don't guess the other. That one's dead. And warn everybody. So InfoWarsStore.com to get the t-shirts. Your purchase supports the broadcast. There's a promo code only running till noon tomorrow. That is 25% off with promo code FREEDOM when you buy any InfoWarsStore.com Patriot apparel. Ball caps, shirts, sweaters, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off and free shipping with promo code FREEDOM at checkout. Promo code FREEDOM at checkout. And also DNA Force is now back in stock, our flagship nutraceutical product. Just so many other amazing products. Thank you for your support. It makes it all possible. Check it out today, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals. Let's go ahead and play Hillary here as we get ready to go out to break, celebrating her premature victory now that they're basically taking the delegates from Sanders when he wins states, the latest Wyoming. Here she is celebrating. She's going to be El Presidente. Here it is.
When you win.
Okay.
what's Bill going to be called? The first husband? And
This is the Hunger Games.
Pop, what's he going to be called?
Well, I mean, we really should run kind of a contest because some people have said, obviously, first gentleman. That kind of fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Others have said first mate, which I thought was kind of...
I like that. Sounds like
others have said first dude.
First dude?
That's what I would call him.
Yeah.
He's not fun and nice.
Yeah.
And how much influence do you think he'll have in the administration?
I think he'll, I hope he'll have a lot of involvement in, you know, starting the economy.
They've already done the race to that with Obama. Now it's if you're against her, you're against women. Get all the women all fired up like they're winning to this monster.
Economic crisis.
It's all about girl power.
We need more jobs with rising incomes. A lot of the people who are angry, we were talking earlier about who goes to these rallies. There are people who feel really disappointed.
This is who got us NAFTA and GATT.
Frustrated and fearful.
This is who got us open borders. This is who got us
the
debt bubble.
Changed
the laws
for derivatives. So we need more jobs with rising incomes.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am obsessed with reality. I am obsessed with human liberty and our destiny. I want to empower every single person out there because I want to be empowered as well. We're going to take your phone calls. If you just joined us, coming up, why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam. That's NPR. We've got the video of a speech. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert sexually abused 14. Well, yeah, you don't get into that club up there unless you're a pedo. We're going to get into TSA beefed up airport security, but the borders are wide open. It's all coming up today, and the election's being canceled state by state, hiding it in plain view, getting you ready for the big steal. We're taking your phone calls. Who should I go to? Terry, Jeremy, Julio, Shane, Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michelle. Let's just start at the top. We'll just go right down Terry, Jeremy, Julio, straight down. Terry in Missouri, you're on the air. Now, I guess you're one of those conspiracy theorists that thought we used to actually popularly vote. You're not one of those terrorists, are you?
I think it's totally ridiculous. They think the American people are stupid. I'm stunned by it. I am just stunned. I don't know what to think.
Why be stunned? We never had voting. We don't have ads saying one person, one vote. We don't have ads saying go out in your duty and laws about fraud and how important each vote is, or Jim Crow laws blocking blacks from voting, or, you know, poll taxes and the Civil Rights Act. Forget your right to vote. Forget all that. That never existed. They say now your vote doesn't count.
Alex, they really think that Republicans have no clue. They think the Democrats are gods. I've gotten into quite a few discussions with my boss, and it's amazing.
Well, look, the average Democrat wants to cancel free speech and arrest everybody. I mean, these are fascist, hardcore, brainwashed zombies. I know you're listening to your radio, sweetie pie, but I want to turn that off.
I don't know what to do.
That's all right. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that Trump would consider running on the independent ticket if the RNC...
Sure, but I mean, if they're going to steal him at the Republican level, they're going to steal him anyways, which isn't a negative thing overall. It's showing that we've got a dictatorship, an oligarchy, a Politburo, a central committee. I mean, that's what it is. That's the model. And we're just in incredible deep water now. I mean, this is a new level. I mean, I this is how martial law came to America. This is how we fell. I mean, this is, you're seeing in slow motion the demolition of our republic. I'm going to let you go. Everybody's got to turn those. I appreciate you. Everybody's got to turn those radios off because you can't talk to me and then listen to it. That's an old talk radio rule. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in FEMA Region 6. I'm in FEMA Region 6. Texas was great while it lasted. Go ahead, Jeremy.
2 points. How do we get Trump behind in the Fed, and how do we get Ron Paul and Trump in studio to debate this?
Well, that'd be a great stunt for Ron Paul and Trump to have a discussion, you know, a town hall. In fact, I ought to call Ron Paul and mention that, but Ron Paul's such a purist, I don't even know if he'd do it. But you know, I asked Trump personally, I said, get into the Federal Reserve, call for an audit. And a week later, he came out and did call for an audit. So, I mean, the media is not covering all the things he's calling for. He's calling for stopping the IRS harassing Christians. He's calling for making Saudi Arabia take the refugees. He's calling for lower taxes. I mean, he's pretty much doing that.
Yes, I see him definitely pushing the issues, definitely waking up Americans. What I fear the most definitely is this bank taking over 98%. You know, loss of purchasing power. I can't really see how much more it can slide.
Well, even though we only have about 2 or 3%, the value of the dollar, what it was in 1913 when the Federal Reserve took over, it's still just denominated in that. So, but yes, we're seeing depression and inflation at the same time. It's going to be spectacular. In fact, I have an article, but I can't find it. It was in my stack. Will you guys reprint me? Obama prepares for new debt default. I don't know where that is in my stack, but I'm going to find it. That's a pretty big deal. Great points. Good to hear from you, Jeremy. Julio, Shane, Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michael, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. This is the desperate defense of what's left of the Republic. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I think it's poetic that Texas is one of the main centers of resistance. Didn't you know it ended up being that way? We'll be back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. Bring down the globalists. They want to turn us into a bunch of cattle. Subservient minions. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Brzezinski, when he addressed the Council on Foreign Relations Canada 4 years ago, said, we can't stop the awakening. All we can do is kill everybody. We are the anti-lie. We are the info-war. Truth is so big that I can't even describe it properly, and I feel like I'm a liar because I can't get you the full import of what I'm looking at here. If you just joined us, I read a laundry list of mainstream news articles going, you know what, doesn't matter if Trump was going to win the popular vote. We just canceled it in Colorado. Yeah, Sanders won big in Wyoming. We just gave the votes to Hillary. Yeah, from Nevada to Louisiana to Tennessee. We're just giving all the votes to Ted Cruz. We changed the rule. Maybe they'll change the rule saying Dennis Hastert's allowed to have sex with people on the wrestling team. Oh, but you can't just pass a law saying somebody can grab your 12-year-old son and have sex with him in the showers. Penn State could maybe have a rule that they're allowed to have sex with kids in the showers, maybe, huh? With Sandusky. But you can't pass a law saying murder's okay or torture or raping children because it's inherently wrong and we know it is. China can have rules that they can kill political dissidents and shell their organs. They can have their Central Committee and Politburo vote on it all day. They're a self-appointed group of criminals. And now our government is so illegitimate that they are now appointing presidential candidates in front of everyone. And I've been saying it for months. This is the cancellation of the 2016 election when you start appointing people. And here's the Washington Post. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucus. Ted Cruz wins majority of delegates in Colorado. He didn't win them. He was given them. New York Times. Cruz picks up all delegates in Colorado as candidates focus on New York primary. Man, I'm ashamed of Ted Cruz. What a sleeper agent he was. The messy way Colorado is picking its GOP delegates may actually matter this year. Washington Post, Colorado is one of six states or territories. Yeah, it's territories, including American Samoa, Guam, North Dakota, Wyoming, and the Virgin Islands that opted not to hold Republican presidential caucuses or primary deciders by votes. Instead, the state's Republicans are meeting this weekend to finalize a slate of 37 delegates. Oh, isn't that cute? Oh my gosh, because those are all former territories that never got out from under federal rule. This is martial law. And in the case of an emergency in a territory, elections are suspended. Do you understand that in front of you, they are suspending the election? And lock, stock, and barrel, the media is acting like it's no big deal. When they take your pension funds, when they conscript your children, when they make you a literal slave, remember that laying down, remember that that only greased the skids. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and take your phone calls from all over the world. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the number to call when a caller gets off. Let's actually aim the camera for TV viewers. We're radio, simulcasted at Infowars.com/show as well. Yeah, back out there. People can see my computer in here and the callers. They're on screen. You can see Kyle in Fort Worth and Jim in Kentucky and Julio in Chicago and Shane in Ohio and Dennis in Florida, Teresa in North Dakota and Erica in Cleveland and David in New York. You see the little smiley face ones? That just means they have better phones than the other people. When you got a good clear phone, you get lit up in pink there. But look right there on the computer. What's covered up? The webcam. I'll never forget John Ronson of Channel 4 and Trio and HBO, you name it. He was making a documentary about me. And he's like, Alex, why is there a Band-Aid on your webcam? This is like 16 years ago when Apple's first had them. And I went, well, it's been known that hackers can get in and watch those. And also third-party groups have AI software that they then get data and then tailor advertising at you. And he went off and wrote articles. I think it was The Guardian making fun of me about it. Well, okay. I mean, I told you the FBI could get into iPhones. Now they admit it. I mean, it's not the interface. It's the plug into it. And they have hard boot overrides right into it. I was told that by top hackers who've done it right in front of me. But continuing, we got hackers that are so powerful that I don't even want to get into it. It's incredible. I've had hackers call me up and go, Alex, I just want to warn you, people are already in your phone. I'm going to go ahead and turn your phone off here in about 5 seconds, okay? And then they take the phone over in front of me, or they take down our websites in front of me, and they go, we're going to help you out, defeat the enemy, and they just take everybody out. But, you know, that's what's going on here. But why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam, NPR. Now, I told you this 18, 19 years ago. Got made fun of in national TV 16 years ago. You can read countless articles we've written breaking it down. But, oh my gosh, why the FBI director puts tape over his webcam. The FBI director, James Comey, gave a speech last week about privacy and saying, well, you can't have freedom or safety and privacy. Well, when you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You don't get security. So that's a historical fraud. But Comey admits he puts a piece of tape over his webcam lens of his laptop, like it's something you can do. It's still listening. And by the way, they're listening most of the time. When you open a new Samsung TV or whatever, it has, in the terms of service, that third-party groups are listening and watching, and it tells you, watch what you say or do. Remember 7, 8 years ago in Philadelphia? The schools were watching the kids at home over their computers, and the girl was eating Skittles, so they called the cops on her thinking it was drugs. They watch your kids naked. So that's what's going on. Now, let's go ahead and go to the FBI director talking about this, because I guess he's an evil conspiracy theorist now. Here it is.
And someone said, I wasn't even planning to talk about this. And someone says, what do you think about the fact that all Apple phones are going to be encrypted now? And I imprudently just sort of wing something. But the conversation about surveillance was not driven by Apple's change or my reaction to Apple's change or litigation. It began in the summer of 2013. And you can debate whether from, you know, overall perspective it was good or bad. I think it was bad, but others have a different view. But I think that's when that conversation began. Mm-hmm. And I think we have an opportunity to channel it into something healthy. I don't think it should freak you out. I think you should demand the details, demand to know how the government conducts surveillance, how they're overseen, how they're constrained, demand to know how these devices work, demand to know whether it is true. I mean, I saw someone knew this, so I copied it. I put a piece of tape. I have a laptop, personal laptop. I put a piece of tape over the camera because I saw somebody smarter than I had a piece of tape over their camera. And so I think you should channel it into a healthy awareness, a demand for information, and engagement.
Okay. Forget the FBI. Microsoft, Google, Apple, and the other big combines are all running AI computers and algorithms and future predicting systems in their own admissions. We knew this before it was public because I had NSA whistleblowers on and off air that told me it was about predicting the future, manipulating the future with stimulus. And I'm on record in films I made 18 years ago documenting. I'm not bragging because we know what we're talking about. And the director is there just making everybody comfortable and it's okay and you should demand to know this and that. We had the FBI 4 years ago, and we put out an article about their Stingray systems saying we don't know what these cell towers are. Well, we got the documents that they were FBI and Homeland Security. So they just sit there and talk to you like you're an idiot. You have parallel construction where they go out and create these fake court cases off data they steal without warrants, and then they create parallel construction with fake informants just making up a fake case around the evidence they've already gotten. Do you have any idea how dangerous all this is? This is a totalitarian dream that dwarfs anything we've ever seen in history. So there you go. One more thing I'm right about. One more thing we told you first about. Just a fact, so you'll listen to the next thing we say. Julio in Chicago, Shane in Ohio, Dennis in Florida, Teresa in North Dakota, Erica in Cleveland, David in New York, Michael in Dallas, Kyle in Fort Worth, Jim in Kentucky, and others. You're all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar. Spread the word. InfoWars.com. They hope you don't.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow. Matt just ran in here with an article from CBS News. Top secret, 28 pages, may hold clues about Saudi support for 9/11 hijackers. Well, it has a stand down by our government. And we actually already know this is all true, but this is a big deal to have this coming out. Very, very exciting. Oh, something else we did first. Something else we warned you about. Something else we told you was going on. I want to go back to your phone calls right now. Then coming up, Team Obama is setting us up for another housing market collapse. The Boston Globe denounces Trump candidacy in front page satire, running articles with headlines like deportation begins. This is so amazing. All he says is Mexico has borders. We have borders. We've got to have basic borders. We can't just bring in unvetted people from the Middle East. And they demonize him like it's the end of the world. This is the triumph of ignorance. But don't worry, the establishment will make sure your vote doesn't count for him. Thank goodness they know best. Julio in Chicago, thanks for calling today.
Well, Alex, it's crazy to be back in Chicagoland with all the havoc that's going on in the great state of Illinois. But as a news reporter, it's certainly keeping me on my toes. And I'm looking forward to covering the Illinois Republican State Convention later this spring, because I want to witness firsthand, on top of hopefully getting credentialed to cover the RNC in Cleveland this summer, I want to witness firsthand them trying to steal the popular vote away from Donald Trump. They're throwing the idea. Obviously, it's not sticking, even to mainline conservatives who think this is a bad idea that they're trying to do. Even on the Democratic side, we've had Illinois especially had record number voter turnout on the Republican side. Once the Republicans try to steal the popular vote from Trump, we're going to see records low. Again, record low voter turnout. And quite frankly, we're going to see our first technocratic president of the United States. Italy had a technocrat. John McCain at the Brookings Institute advocated Ukraine to have a technocracy. Technocracy's happening all over Europe.
That's the new name for a dictatorship, and I'm glad you're so informed, Julio. Absolutely. And again, they're openly saying, yeah, we're canceling all these caucuses. We're giving the Bernie voters to Hillary. We're giving the Trump voters to Cruz. We're just ignoring it when they advertise you have a vote. They have federal and state laws. They have public funds spent on this. And then the party claims they can pass some rule. That's untested fraud. That's a lie. What about the civil rights movement so blacks could vote? Now no one's vote counts? But see, oh, because it's not black or whatever. It's not a minority. It's all of us getting screwed. Suddenly it's okay. See, they're stealing all of our rights while getting us to obsess on political correctness and what words we use. It's such a controversy. It's so sensational. And it's just hiding in plain view, Julio.
It's going to be quite fascinating. Obviously, this is more of the elitist, you know, playing this game of risk, the game of global domination. It'll be interesting this year at the North American Bilderberg meeting, whether they come back to Chantilly or they decide to hang out in Canada, where they try to place their final cards. Because, again, the steal is going to happen. It's just fascinating as a reporter to watch this happen firsthand, to watch the CIA operative Buck Sexton admit that, yeah, this is probably not a good idea that the Republican National Committee is trying to...
So you're talking about Buck Sexton. He goes, "Oh, listen, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist, but this is a bad idea to steal the election."
Yeah, absolutely. They try to use that label all the time to squash a populist like yourself. But, it's amazing, Alex, to see this happen. And again, the reason why this is happening is because the public, even to a certain degree, is waking up. The people don't want Hillary Clinton. The Republican establishment candidates aren't working. Even a Ted Cruz isn't working among the
public. That's right. And they're so arrogant, they're going to install people in front of us and even use the word canceled election in the Washington Post like it's no big deal. Great to hear from you, Julio. Wow. Again, I expected a lot of tyranny. But to see him do it, to be living through it now, and to see how small a news issue it is, really shows you how much trouble we're in. I mean, it is amazing. Shane in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, I have a few things here. First off, I have a question about this Colorado canceling the election. Did they have one scheduled and then just abruptly cancel it and just hand the delegates over to Cruz? How did it take place?
The Republican committee, outside of state law, claims they're just allowed to do whatever. So they voted and had state officials go along with it to cancel the primary, and they just gave Cruz the 34 delegates. That's in the Washington Post, and they just say it's no big deal.
And it's just no big deal, and then the people of Colorado just say whatever. I mean,
yeah, I mean, but the media actually laughs. I mean, played the clips and says you're a conspiracy theorist. There was never voting to begin with. So don't think there was ever votes to begin with. That's a fake memory. And of course, then they didn't cancel the election in Wyoming or New Hampshire or a bunch of other states. They just, when Bernie Sanders wins by 15, 20, 30 points, they just give it to Hillary. But it doesn't matter. She goes on the Hunger Games show, I mean, The View, and you know, laughs with a bunch of painted up women, a bunch of old tarts, and, you know, talks about how, you know, she's already won the presidency and it's all fun because it's girl power. See how cute that is?
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then the second thing I got for you, Alex, is I'm interested in going to Cleveland during the convention, and whatever you're going to organize, I want to be part of. And that's the reason why I'm calling up here, is to see if you have anything planned or in mind. And also,
well, yeah, we're going to be announcing major rallies and events. It's months off, and I don't want to do it. It's a dangerous mission, but it's got to be done. I'm an evil person. I'm going to be there in protest that they openly stole the popular vote. And I'm going to be there pointing out that America's become a dictatorship. And they've already had MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, CNBC demonize me and just go, can you believe the extremists? He's calling for violence in Cleveland, and which we haven't done. They just how imagine that I would want to go protest that they're ignoring the popular vote. My parents must be really ashamed of me. In fact, I want to apologize right now. Folks, I'm the bad person. No one should go to Cleveland and protest. Let's just all sit down and shut up when they tell us that they now select the candidates. I mean, that's what they do in China. I mean, isn't that the right way to go? I mean, Raul Castro, you know, hereditary. They passed down power in Cuba. North Korea does it. I mean, isn't Kim Jong-un the way we should do things, brother?
No, not at all. But my question is, when they actually do steal it, then what's the plan of action after that? When we're all up here and then they steal it right in front of our face, what do we do then?
What do we do? We go out and educate people that America is occupied by foreign interests that have put us into debt by design and are bringing in a world government who want to collapse industrial civilization to control populations. And we expose Agenda 21. We expose this is really happening. And this is a global program. They've written books. They have white papers. They admit their plan. They're doing it. It's a 160-year-old project. The New World Order Project is happening. It's anti-human. It's anti-prosperity. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break. More great callers, informative callers, Dennis and Teresa and others, straight ahead after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. They're trying to censor Infowars.com. They're trying to censor our videos, our articles, with all their AI systems on big platforms trying to block us, but they can't stop you, the people, sending those links out, pasting those links into message boards, into comment sections, in your email, and spreading the word about Infowars.com. Infowars is far from perfect, but you know what? It's the best thing we've got, and the enemy knows that. The truth is, we're winning the info war, so take heart in that.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
George Carlin, what a great mind. He didn't believe the official story of 9/11. We got an interview with him before he died. Can type in George Carlin on 9/11 Truth and see it. We have psychopaths running things that don't have goodwill for people. That term, goodwill. I see somebody with a better car than mine or a more beautiful wife or successful, great thing. I admire them. I see some super manly guy, like, you name it. And I just admire that. I don't hate him or want to bring him down. Because I have my own gifts, my own skills, and I'm better than them at some things. They're better than me at some things. That's real diversity. The globalists have a feudalist model. And if you study feudalism, you understand serfdom. From the ancient Chinese, the ancient Japanese, to the ancient Russians, to the ancient African tribes, the ancient Mesoamerican tribes, the Druidic tribes of Western Europe, the general public almost always got formed into groups of slaves who didn't have the same rights as the people above them. And the controllers would always play different groups of the poor off against each other and create artificial rivalries. You can go back like 1,000 years ago after the Romans were well out of England, and local kings would come to one town on one side of a river and one town on the other side of the river, and they'd say, I'm going to offer a gold sword, or I'm going to offer a shield or this big prize to the best warriors from your towns against each other. They'd have a jousting match with the people killing each other. And it was done so both sides of the river, the exact same genetics, the exact same people, would start hating each other because of symbolic warfare they had. That's sports. And the king was off with hundreds of little towns and cities he controlled with his lords, but all these sporting events to get everyone hating the other team. Like, we're the lion rampant. Well, we're the griffin. And well, we're the green dragon. Well, we're the Red Cross. We're the, and all just loving their clubs. Napoleon said how wonderful it is that men will give their lives, throw themselves into gunfire for little pieces of ribbon and metal. He's the guy that invented medals. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that it's so naked. It's so out in the open. And they're openly installing Hillary and installing Ted Cruz when they don't have the votes. They're just giving them the delegates, or they're suspending state votes and just giving it to them. And imagine working at the Denver Post, the New York Times, or these other papers. All of them just come out and say, it's legitimate, it's no big deal, move along. And people just feel like they're alone. They go, they canceled the election? What's going on? You open the newspaper? What? Well, it's okay, honey, because Trump's a racist. Or it's okay, Bernie's a socialist. And like George Carlin said, get ready because now they're coming after your pension. When you study feudalism or serfdom, they try to keep you as poor as possible and as divided as possible and as ununified as possible so that you're so busy scraping and trying to earn a living that you can't ever even think about anything else. And that's really, for me, the ultimate sin of the social engineers. It's that I see an ignorant, dumb person, and I want to try to enlighten them and build them up because I feel human kinship to them. But the globalists see somebody that's ignorant, and they see a chump, they see dinner. They're predatory against their own species. And they have used the most high-tech psychological warfare and cultural undermining mechanisms to just ruin our society. And I study the elite themselves. Their kids are committing suicide. They're getting blowback from the culture. They're all screwed up. It's just, it's a con game. They're not even going to rule anything with this program. They're going to ensure total ignorance in World War III. But they sold world government as a way of stopping World War III, but then they're giving North Korea reactors, giving them missiles, giving China nukes and missiles, starting all these wars, funding Al-Qaeda. And you get down to the final equation, you really study who runs things. They're just nasty. And they like doing bad stuff. You know, the average good guy who gets off on doing something a little naughty, maybe cheats on their wife or, you know, does something, goes and gambles or something. But the elite, they're into just really horrible things. Trying to take over the environment, trying to genetically engineer every plant and animal that's out there. They're like manipulating the atmosphere with classified geoengineering they admit's going on. And just every other crazy thing you can imagine and giant cyclotrons that they admit could blow the Earth up. The Hadron Super Collider. Super Collider is the modern term since the 80s. It's a atom smasher cyclotron. And what I know they've got, what's been leaked, is antimatter weapons that'll destroy the entire solar system. Atomic bombs were developed in equations in 1900 by Max Planck. We're not in 1900 anymore. We're in 2016. They've got AI computers predicting the future with basically 100% accuracy. The world is so fantastical, and I don't want to fight with anybody. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're a Fed or a Russian or a whatever you are. Man, we got to stand up for the species and stick up for human free will and stand up against a system that openly tries to dumb us down and control us. It's a bad system. And poverty and pain and death follows this road. I'm going to come back, go to like 10 calls. Dennis, Teresa, Erica, David, Michael, Kyle, and Jim. At least those callers straight ahead. Infowars.com is the website. I'm doing the best job I can. And I think we can save the species, but I'm telling you, folks, this is an epic, legendary, incredible, surreal, over-the-top time to be alive. And you need to understand, folks, that we fight not against flesh and blood. Synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Just want to be programmable robots and give up our free will? We want a bunch of Kim Jong-uns and Hillary Clintons to actually be our betters and rule us? Or do we want to be part of the animating contest of liberty and pick up our ancestors left off? Crank it up for a moment. Thank you. I need to hear it. And just say no, no, no. You want us to die? You want us to give up? You want us to roll over and give you the future and everything humanity built so you can steal our birthright, you technocrats, you will fall. You will never rule over us, you parasites. We need to call and pray to God for you to fall. A shadow's taller than our souls. And there's a lady we all know. Let's go to your phone calls. Dennis, Teresa, Erica, all of you. Dennis, you're on the air from Florida. Go ahead.
General Bulldog Jones, what a pleasure it is to talk to you, sir. I know you don't like to be thanked, so I won't, but I will say that I do applaud your passion and your information that has inspired me to try.
Well, let me tell you, you got passion when a bunch of demonic wolves are chewing the humanity's guts out in front of you. You'd be a crazy person not to be fighting them, but go ahead.
Absolutely. I have followed you for quite a long time. First time I called in. Again, I thank you for your information. There's many things to talk about. What I would like to talk about initially is a Trump phenomenon. He's the best. Unfortunately, he's the best choice that is presented to us as a selection.
Look, he's for real. He's his own guy. He's got problems. That's why they hate him. It's simple. He is not part of their system. They're crapping their pants and openly stealing things right in front of him, which is another gift. Look, he wins by just running. He got in the arena. He showed it's rigged. This is devastating. We win anyway. If people realize we're having the victory, if we believe we're demoralized, then, and we believe we're disempowered, then they win.
I agree. But tell me this. Do you not think that any man could be manipulated in some way or another? I mean, yes, him personally might not be.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's a panacea.
daughter, you can threaten his wife. I mean, there's a way to get to any man.
I don't know. I've had my life threatened and stuff. At a certain point, you just go, whatever. You know, it's kind of like they say in True Grit, just go ahead and feel your hand. I mean,
life is one thing, but your wife and someone you care about, your daughter, my God, who would risk the daughter's life for anything?
Well, I agree we shouldn't put all our faith in one person, but the process of him doing this has been very healthy. It showed how they propagandize. He sees a vacuum with an illegitimate government with a 9% approval rating. So maybe he's a predator coming to take over their spoils. Whatever he is, he's caused a seismic shock to the system.
I agree.
Thank you, Dennis. Teresa in North Dakota, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Well, hello from Fremont Region 8. How are you doing today?
I am good. Good to speak with you.
Well, good. Our right to vote was taken away from us, too, last weekend. We're not allowed to have a primary or caucus either, and the only thing we...
You're one of the six states. They've gotten rid of voting now, which they advertise you vote, right? But, oh, no, that... I love how they're on the news going, you never voted. What? Are you crazy?
Majority of our delegates, and that's all we were told. We weren't told how many, you know, and it's a shame that we're left out of the voting process. You know, I thought it was
it's a shame. I know we supposedly used to vote in this country, but look how calm you are about that. It's a shame we don't get to vote now, and it's a shame the media just goes along with it like it's no big deal.
Well, you know, I'm really upset and I'm really mad, but you know, it's people just rolling over and letting them do it. You know,
by the way, it's getting worse. They didn't even let the delegates when they voted, even though they're bought and paid for the superdelegates, vote for Trump. They listed Cruz twice. It's even worse than that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Well, you know, it's okay. You know, it's what they're supposed to do. You know, they don't even care. You know, it's very frustrating, you know.
Arrogance, because they go to the shopping mall and see the general public in a daze. Here's the problem for the elite. 30-40% of us of every race, color, and creed are awake. So just because 70% can't wipe their own butts, it doesn't mean the rest of us are going to roll over so you can rule over us, globalists. Got it?
Exactly.
God bless you, ma'am. North Dakota didn't get to vote either. They just go, oh, we passed a rule. Voting doesn't matter now. We pay for all the voting machines, have it all, state law, federal law, you know, all these civil rights movements so people can vote. Forget it. None of you can vote. So now it's fair, see? Out around the headline, blacks denied vote in Colorado. It's true. How many black people? Let's look up the numbers. How many African Americans live in Colorado? They didn't get to vote. The Republican primaries. Let's just put the headline. Like 1 million blacks or whatever it is didn't get to vote. Then it'd be, oh my gosh, oh my God. But when everybody gets screwed over, oh, it's suddenly okay. That's political correctness. We're all being signed on to trillions of debt we don't owe. We're all being maneuvered towards bankruptcy so they control us. America was the only country in modern history, and we had our own problems, that was about prosperity and really making everybody rich. Everybody came here. Everything else was already sewed up combines, sewed up monopolies. Look at Italy, incredibly smart artisans, people. They would come here because they could actually get out of the caste they were in. Or India, great people in caste systems. Or Spain or anywhere, they could come here. Or Africa, you could come here and actually get a shot. Wasn't perfect, but you got a shot. That's all gone, folks. You live in Venezuela, it doesn't matter how smart you are, you don't have an opportunity. It's over, unless you're a member of the party. They're even telling women in Venezuela now, don't hair dry. There's not enough electricity under communism. And all these idiot young kids want a free education for everything. Those spoiled, rotten little brats. Erica in Cleveland, you're on the air, Erica.
I just wanted to say that I think Trump would get a huge boost if he would just pledge not to spend over $74 million on personal vacations. Like
that
Obama.
Is a great stunt for him to pull, is attack Obama on vacations and Hillary and say that he won't spend taxpayer money on vacations and that he'll only take 3 weeks of vacation a year instead of 4 months like Obama does.
Yes, and the whole 70% of women not being for Trump, that is so full of crap.
Oh, I know. They create push polls. They create a perception. Exactly. It's like saying Hispanics don't want a border. Upwards of 70% in every Gallup poll do. They're not stupid. They just create this perception. Like, if you want a border, you hate Hispanics. I mean, it's just made up.
Yes, that's all I wanted to say. And I love all your products. I take the pharmaceuticals. I got the heirloom seeds. They're looking great under the grow light for now.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You're a sweetheart. God bless you. Yeah, if folks don't buy the products that are the best quality, best non-GMO seeds, lowest prices, widest selection, Hillary for President t-shirts, 25% off all the t-shirts, and free shipping until tomorrow at noon. That's running at InfoWarsStore.com. The nutraceutical DNA Force is back in stock. Our methylcobalamin Secret 12, highest quality vitamin B12 is back in stock. I mean, the reviews from major top sites on our products are just over the top because we bring you the most sickeningly high quality. And whether it's $19.95 for the best colloidal silver, or, you know, our DNA Force that's like, you know, similar stuff sold in Germany for like $400 a bottle, folks. I mean, we just bring you the hardcore game changers. One of my friends brought me a bottle of stuff they paid $40 for from their doctor. It was half the size of Secret 12 methylcobalamin, and it was the synthetic type. And I showed him, I said, here's ours, double the size, $10 less, medical grade, pure methylcobalamin. With a Cenovil cobalamin, or however you say it, to make it activate, 20% of that. I mean, it's just everything we've got is the best. I mean, it's just sickeningly good. That's what I do, folks. I would... Sociopaths don't get this. Like, if you give people quality, they come back to you. You dominate anyways. Treat others how you want to be treated. They think that's a weakness, so they sell you crap to get off on cheating you. My dad used to always explain to me, people would rather kill you for a quarter than make $1 billion with you legally. They'd rather rob you and cheat you like they won than bring you quality. I don't mean to get into a plug here at the end of the show. It's just that I'm superstitious, folks, like at a genetic level. Like, I won't screw people over, even if they're my enemy, because it's bad luck. I don't know how to explain it. And I just don't get the fact that we're such game changers in nutraceuticals because, quite frankly, no one else will do what we're doing. And look, we're taking over. We're dominating. I mean, because it's the natural law God gave us. David in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, great to hear. Great to be on your show.
Yes, sir. We got about a minute left.
Okay, I'll give you a quick minute. I'm a quick Jersey talker. I live in New York now. Three quick points. One, Trump is awesome. He's legit. He's clear. He's got a soul. He's got a soul, Alex. He's legit.
That's it. They hate him because he's got a soul.
Right. Number two, Cruz has got those shifty eyes. That's why he's out there stealing them delegates. He's a fake Christian, brothers and sisters. Don't be fooled by him. And three, Alex, you just mentioned about 2 minutes ago. If they steal this election, and if they rob the people and rob our constitutional rights, it's going to wake up the consciousness of America, and they're going to get caught, Alex. They're going to get
we
caught.
We got to jump. God bless you. Out of time. Sorry, the other callers. Michael, Michelle, Kyle, Jim, call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the weekday show. Absolutely. I love hearing the strength of that man's voice. Exactly. Engaging, we win. Resisting, we win. It's laying down, we lose. But whether they steal it or don't, we're engaged. We're blowing them open. This is only the start of our fight. It's only begun. I want to salute you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.